Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the Alzheimer's Association, nearly 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and by 2050, this number is projected to almost double. Our next guest's research into early detection and monitoring of asymptomatic Alzheimer's has led to a $250,000 investment from SC Launch. Jason Maxwell is CEO of NeuroQuest, and he joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in North Charleston, South Carolina. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Congratulations on this investment from SC Launch.
Hey, thank you very much. SCRA and SC Launch have been a great supporter of NeuroQuest over the years. This isn't the first investment they've made. They've really been a strong partner of ours in helping us over the years, and we really appreciate them.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the company and how it all got started.
NeuroQuest was founded in 2008, and it was founded in collaboration with the Weizmann Institute in Israel. The idea of NeuroQuest originally came from a lady named Dr. Michal Schwartz. She published a paper back in the early 2000s that theorized that there was innate immune deficit function within Alzheimer's disease. And at the time, that was considered a little bit crazy. But NeuroQuest was founded with the idea that you could use the body's immune system to predict and detect the levels of A-beta 42, that's the lesion of Alzheimer's disease, in someone's brain. Over time, it spread out to be really kind of a global effort. While our commercialization is here in South Carolina, the company has collaborated with the Weizmann Institute. A lot of research was done at the Florey Institute down in Melbourne, Australia. Some research was done at the University of Southern California. Really, we have kind of some research team members that are spread all over the world right now.
All right, and I understand that you're also partnering with another local company.
That's correct. For commercialization purposes, our wet lab is located at Vicor Scientific's facility over at 22 West Edge in Charleston, which was a lab that was originally developed by South Carolina Research Authority also. Vicor Scientific has been great to work with. They have provided us with a lot of resources and a lot of support. They've been a great partner.
All right, now tell us where we are now with this test that you're working on or developing for this situation.
What our goal is to be the first FDA-approved blood test for asymptomatic Alzheimer's. There is currently one blood test that is approved for symptomatic, but at the point at which you get mild cognitive disorder, you already have brain damage, and it's a little late to treat people. So what we want to do is produce a blood test that we, with a very high sensitivity and specificity, can predict the levels of amyloid in someone's brain prior to getting symptoms. We ran a clinical validation study last fall, and we have another one planned for this fall, which we'll begin in October, where we're taking 2,000 samples of frozen blood, and we're going to be processing those in a double-blinded study, which we will eventually use that data for FDA approval, hopefully in the first or second quarter of next year, likely second quarter of next year.
And so I guess the results from the first study were promising enough to bring in some investment money.
They were, yes. Essentially, we took the work that was done in Melbourne on research equipment in a research lab, and we reproduced the similar findings with clinical equipment in a clinical lab with clinical technicians doing it. We felt very good that we were able to reproduce findings on an entirely different population set with different equipment, and we found very consistent results. So that was really, I felt like a big win for us.
And so are there others that are working on the same thing that had access to this research as well? Is there a race to the finish line?
To my knowledge, we are the only company that is using leukocyte surface cell immune assay to detect and predict A-beta 42.
And so what is the estimated timeline, assuming that everything continues to go as planned, that this would actually be available to the public?
You know, timelines when you're doing research and development always slide back a little bit, but I would love to have this thing in a position where we could sell and market it by next summer.
Well, Jason, congratulations again, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome, Mike. And thank you for having me on.
Jason Maxwell is CEO of NeuroQuest. He joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in North Charleston. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.